الله 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 الله.
این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Islam has laid the foundation of man's life from before his birth. It has established the social foundations of the family and has laid down injunctions for man for the time that he lives in the family, for the time that he enters into education, to the time that he enters society, to the time that he has relations with other countries, with other governments, with other nations. All of these have a program. The holy laws contain provisions for all of these things. Islam does not constitute just praying and making pilgrimage.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini mentions that today the most estranged thing in the world is Islam, and its salvation requires sacrifices. Pray that I will be one of those who are to be sacrificed. Now, we know that obviously Islam is a complete religion, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after him the infallible Imams and his companions, and throughout the history, there were many people who saved Islam, who brought Islam, and who sacrificed themselves for the Islam. Especially, we can see the role of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, where he sacrificed everything that he had for the sake of Islam, for the salvation of the Islam. Because even at that time, Islam was about to be finished by the enemies, but obviously it was Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his struggle and his sacrifices that saved Islam. And therefore, Imam Hussein became a role model for everyone who is following the Islamic teachings, who wants to follow the Islamic teachings, not only the Islam, but also for the humanity.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala.
The Islam is not just talking about praying God. It talks about humanity. It talks about justice. It talks about the family system. It talks about the true social system, which should be applied and which is required. Therefore, Imam Khomeini is asking people in one of his speeches that pray that I also sacrifice myself, or I'm be sacrificed in this path, means I get martyr. Obviously, the sacrifice can have different meanings. Once someone wishes to be martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way Imam Hussein was martyred. So therefore, it is a good thing to wish. It is a good thing to pray for. And this sacrifice means that a person is sacrificing his family life. He is sacrificing his personal desires in order to have Islam, in order to save Islam, in order to spread Islam in the society. And this is our duty, being a Muslim in today's world, that where we have Islamophobia, we must struggle to spread Islam, but the true Muhammadan Islam, not the Islam which has been propagated by the West or by these so-called powers who are bringing the fake picture of the Islam like ISIS and other groups, but rather we need to show the true face of Islam, the Islam of peace, the Islam of completion, the Islam of perfection, the Islam that brings justice in the society, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha.